You think you're a crypto pro. Think you know how to spot the scams. You got your eye on those URLs looking for anything fishy, and you know better than to click weird links, right?
Well, today we're going deep on website spoofing and how to avoid losing your crypto. It's gotten so sophisticated that it's scary.
We're diving into some research from Goblins Cash, a really interesting platform doing a lot to keep crypto safe. They have some great insights on how these scams really work.
Like, why are crypto users especially vulnerable? We know everyone wants to get rich, but what makes crypto different when it comes to these spoofing scams?
It's all about psychology, you know.
Okay, interesting.
Think about it. Crypto moves so fast. New tokens every day, new platforms.
Yeah, it's tough to keep up.
That's exactly it. And all that leads to FOMO, that fear of missing out.
Which makes people do crazy things.
That's what they're counting on.
Wow, that's wild.
These scammers will create these fake websites that look so real and tap into that sense of urgency. You know, like this is your last chance to get in on this incredible opportunity. They'll even use testimonials and fake social proof to make it all seem legit.
So they're not just mimicking websites, they're mimicking the entire social experience around crypto.
Exactly. It's like a Hollywood production, but with a dark twist. They know that in the heat of the moment, people aren't paying attention to the details.
And then bam, they get you. Okay, so let's talk about those details. I mean, checking the URL, that's like step one, right? But I'll admit, I've almost fallen for typosquatting myself.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how convincing those fake URLs can be.
And it's more sophisticated than just bad spelling these days.
Some
scammers are actually getting legitimate SSL certificates for their spoofed websites.
So even if I see the padlock and the HTTPS, I'm not totally in the clear.
It's a good start, but it's not a guarantee anymore. They're exploiting the very systems we rely on for security.
Okay, now that is seriously unnerving. So how do we actually stay safe?
Well, Goblins Cash actually highlights this really interesting tool. It's called Scam Sniffer.
Okay, love the name. Does it, like, sniff out scams in real time?
It's pretty close. It's like a digital bodyguard for your crypto. Scam Sniffer is what they call a transaction screener, so it analyzes the details of a transaction before it goes through.
So before I hit send, Scam Sniffer swoops in to make sure I'm not about to send my crypto to a scammer.
Exactly. It's checking for things like suspicious wallet addresses or weird transaction patterns, anything that seems off.
Wow, so it's like having a team of crypto experts double-checking every move you make.
Yep.
Okay, that is seriously cool. It makes so much sense. I mean, even if you think you're on a legit website, the transaction itself can reveal the truth, right?
Exactly.
So we've got Scam Sniffer, but are there any other tools out there doing this? The more protection, the better, right?
Yeah, for sure. There are a few other options out there, each with their own thing they're good at. But you're right, the more protection, the better. It seems like this type of proactive protection is only going to get more important as time goes on.
Yeah, it's like antivirus software. We're used to having that running on our computers all the time. Maybe this is just the crypto equivalent.
Exactly. And speaking of things that protect you, Goblins Cash also talked about the importance of being really careful about links.
Oh, yeah, especially on platforms like Discord and Telegram.
Right.
Which is kind of a bummer because you get such great communities and early info there. But then again, it feels like that's where a lot of these scams originate.
It's true. Those platforms can be a double-edged sword. And scammers know how to exploit that sense of community. You know, they'll join a group, build trust, and then boom, they'll drop a link to something like a fake NFT presale or some other too-good-to-be-true opportunity.
And we fall for it because it's coming from someone we think we know or someone we trust.
It all plays on that desire to be in the know, to get in early.
So what can we do? I mean, I don't want to completely avoid these online spaces. They're really valuable.
I hear you. I think a healthy amount of skepticism goes a long way. Always double check those links, even if you trust the person sharing them. And that whole too good to be true thing, it usually is.
Trust but verify. It's a classic for a reason.
Exactly.
Speaking of trust, Goblins Cash also stresses only contacting support through official channels. Again, seems kind of obvious, but I can see how people get tricked.
Especially if you've got a problem and you're stressed.
Yeah, you're just trying to fix it as quickly as possible.
So you see a message pop up from someone who seems legit offering to help.
Boom, they get you.
It happens all the time. So, yeah, always use the official website. Don't click links from random messages or emails, that kind of thing.
Good advice for just about everything online, honestly. Okay, so let's say we're checking those URLs. We're using Scam Sniffer or a similar tool. We're being careful about links. What else can we do to really protect ourselves? It seems like we need to be proactive here.
Totally. It all comes down to basic security best practices, like using a good and well-known crypto wallet. Make sure you're keeping your software updated. And of course,
two-factor authentication. That's like essential, right?
It is, but you'd be surprised how many people skip that step. It's like security 101, but people forget or just don't want to do it.
Yeah, true. It can feel like a pain.
It is an extra step, but it makes a huge difference.
Totally. I mean, those extra few seconds to verify are worth it, right?
Exactly. And luckily, most platforms make it super easy to set up now. A few clicks, and you've significantly lowered your risk.
Awesome. Okay, so we've talked about a lot today how spoofing actually works, tools like Scam Sniffer to help us stay safe, and even those basic security habits we all need to be doing. But Goblins Cash also had one more recommendation that I thought was interesting. Regularly reviewing your transaction history.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's like checking your bank statements every month to make sure there's nothing weird going on.
It's exactly like that. But in this case, you're your own bank, right?
Right.
So you gotta be extra careful.
Because even if we do everything right, something could still slip through the cracks.
Definitely. You could click a bad link by accident or get hit with a really good phishing attack. If you check your transaction history regularly, you can catch those things early.
And then take action before things get really bad.
Exactly. Report it, contact your bank, do whatever you need to do to protect yourself.
That's so important. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from our deep dive today. Knowledge is power.
Sure.
The more we know about how these scams work, the better prepared we are to avoid them, right?
Totally. And not just avoid them, but like you said, take action, spread the word, and help others avoid them too.
Well said. So to wrap up, think about this. What other security threats are out there? What's keeping you up at night? What new scams are coming our way? Let's keep this conversation going, because the more we talk about it, the safer we'll all be. Until next time, stay vigilant and stay curious.